This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Hey, Riddle Riddle team, if you're hearing my voice, the unthinkable has happened. I was carried
GPC,
away by small
here.
Birds in the night and dropped from the sky to my demise.
I'm in the kitchen. You tell me what's happening because I'm washing dishes.
This
okay,
voice
Adel
recording
left us a voice
is my
recording.
Last will and testament voice recording. To Casey
on
Tony,
a tape.
I leave all my money,
Adel
my house.
Cave exploring?
My
hold
wife.
On, don't, you're talking at the same time. Hold on.
My cats.
I'm not
all
talking
my
at the same. I'm talking at the same time as me. What do you
Casey's
mean?
Casey's getting a cave. Okay, writing down.
To Aaron Keefe.
Ooh, me.
I leave you with a sense of wonderment. What
boo.
Is life?
You
Adel left
boo.
Me shit, man.
Keep figuring
I hate
it out.
That guy.
You got this, Aaron. You got this.
Shit, booze.
And to JPC, aka John
it.
Patrick Cohen. Hey, man.
These dishes are not getting clean.
Adel didn't leave you anything either. I think he left it all to Casey.
Adel's here?
No, he's dead. Adel's dead. Adel's dead. He sent us a tape that was his will, but I don't know if it's legally binding. Let's try to see if we can get more of his money.
Adel's at the Cape with Will, and they're legally binding each other? Adel's getting married to Will?
Close
and as
enough.
My last, and as my last gift, I leave you this one-sided audio of a full Hey Riddle Riddle episode with guests. If you can work around it and make it sound like it's something.
That's exhausting.
Kind of piecemeal it together.
No, I'm just going to bring Adel back from the dead.
Yeah, way easier.
And go backyard. There you go. Hi.
Oh, worms in the mouth. Worms in the mouth.
That was me. I'm sorry.
JPC thought it would be funny to put worms
in I didn't
in
think
your mouth.
You'd be coming back.
I was going to say, I'm in a casket. Why do I have... What happened? Guys, what happened?
Well, good morning to you as well.
Oh, I'm being
you
rude.
Died.
I'm sorry. I got
guests,
brought
so
back to life and
up.
I'm being rude. Yes, okay, let me put in my contacts because my eyes seem to have recessed into my head. Let me blink, blink. And who do we have here? Oh, it looks like we have... From the HeadGum Podcast, review. It looks like I'm staring at Riley and Alfred. Is that right?
We also just came back from the dead. So this is a crazy coincidence that happened this morning.
Hold on. You're throwing that around pretty loosely. I see you're wearing a tie-dyed Grateful Dead concert t-shirt. Is that what you're talking about? You just came back from the dead?
We came back from the dead. Okay. It was, you guys should have seen. It was amazing. Alf was going crazy.
I've been following them for like 6 weeks now. So this is my first time sleeping in my own bed in a really long time.
Wow.
Can I say, first of all, Riley and Alfred, thank you so much for coming on. We're very excited
thank
to have you.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You.
Can I say, I know, do the math. I know 5 or 6 people in my life who follow fish around, like they're fish heads or whatever they're called, whatever Dr. Demento calls them.
It's called scuba diving.
Thank you. And they
there's a term.
They follow them
scuba.
All around. And all of them, I think, make like high 6 figures. Like, I don't think, I think fish.
That's amazing.
I think like jam bands like Grateful Dead and Fish and Mo and all. I think there's a sense of like, we're just like hippies and like, hey man, like I have dirty jean shorts on, but they're all making bank, right?
No, you can't take months out of your life to follow a band or
yeah,
like I remember when Harry Styles was on tour, there was this girl on TikTok who was going to like every single concert in every city, had like a new outfit on for each. And I'm like, you have got, you're flush. You're you're doing fine if you can follow Harry to Arizona.
And Riley, I appreciate you saying a girl on TikTok to kind of disguise who it was about, but I don't mind saying, I think Harry Styles is great. Love his acting. He's an actor first in my heart.
And that's the best part.
Can I say also, Riley, to follow Harry to Arizona is one of my favorite Meg Ryan movies. I wish more people had seen it. I think it's her tour de force.
It is. It is the unsung sequel.
Yes,
Harry Met Sally.
Unaired sequel, even. Riley and Alfred, thank you. Oh, who is that? Aaron?
Oh no. Oh, that was me. But I can go back over here.
No, Aaron, you brought me back to life. So please.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I can go back over here.
I was just seeing
children are to be seen, Aaron.
I was gonna ask, and Riley, we've asked you this before because you were on our show. We found out it was July of 2020, which God bless all of us for trying to do comedy during that time. But what is your relationship with like riddles or puzzles or escape rooms or lateral thinking problems? Like, do you like them? Do you hate them? Where do you stand?
I'll go first because Riley's already, it's old hat at this point for Riley.
We all remember Riley's answer.
We all remember. Everyone listening is like, oh, we don't need to hear it.
The
we
thing
know.
That stands out the most about, every day. About July 2020 to me, the one memory
Riley's
that sticks in my mind.
Lateral thinking.
Yeah.
But no, I was a kid who hated school. I did not enjoy it at any point. I was bad at reading and writing and math. Come on. And so anytime there was like anything where it was like, you know, Sally, you know, is a doctor, but she doesn't have any pumpkin, you know, where you're like crossing
off. Hold on,
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Alfred. I'm so sorry. You're our guest and I'm really going to stop you. What was this?
So like it would be like, okay,
she's a doctor and she doesn't have any pumpkins. Don't you get?
Yeah, Adel, she's a doctor. It's 2023.
Yeah,
Adel, don't be a dick. Just cross it off the list of riddles you were going to ask this week and move on. We don't have to.
Sorry, Riley's got me dead to rights. I get the pumpkins part, but she's a doctor.
She's a doctor. That's the riddle. What the fuck?
I'm also just shocked that you've done so many episodes and you've never come across that riddle. I think that riddle to me is one of the kind of core.
Yeah, it sounds like a Tom Petty lyric. She's a doctor, but she's got no pumpkins. That wasn't Tom Petty. That was Bob Dylan.
Yeah, well, that wasn't Tom Petty, but it still sounds like a Tom Petty lyric. Okay, so Sally the Doctor Pumpkins riddle. Continue.
Yeah, Sally the Doctor Pumpkins riddle. You know, and it would be like, okay, Brian's a lawyer and he's got no shoes. And I didn't know. Any excuse to do something that felt more like a game than learning, I was all in on.
Yeah.
When it comes to like strict riddles, I guess
strict
riddles, sort
we're
of
pretty
a,
strict on this
the British style, yeah. Yes.
A nun is hitting riddles, my hands with a ruler if I get it wrong. I was pretty bad at those, I guess. I guess what I'm learning about myself is I wasn't a good student or a good thinker, and so. I don't know. I think this is a really dire confession.
You gotta talk after.
Yeah, Alfred. I think.
And Casey,
legally,
we can edit this podcast, yeah. Right? Can we?
Yeah.
Try maybe see if Alfred says something more positive later in the show. That
yeah.
We can kind of cut
you
together.
You can Frankenstein it to be like, I love learning and thinking.
Sorry, Riley. We can Frankenstein monster it.
Thank you
yes.
so much.
Oh,
thank
God.
You so much.
Oh God.
Actually.
Anyways, you were saying?
I mean, I was always like in the upper 90th percentile for height. So I had that going for me.
Hell yeah.
You know, I wasn't coordinated enough to use that to my advantage in any sort of sport, but I was certainly big.
Just like some yeah.
So I had that.
I was a biggin.
They couldn't take that away. There was no ride at the theme park I couldn't ride.
That's like a friend of ours. His name is Arnie, and he's, I want to say 6'6", 6'7". But his dad is like a pretty well-known, respected, lauded college basketball coach. And I always think of like, and he has no interest in playing basketball at all, even though he's so tall and big. But I just think of like the how devastated his dad must have been of like, six
so
foot
close.
Seven, and you don't want to pivot in the lane? Come on, buddy. And Alfred, for people who don't know, because I think we just found out, you live in Chicago currently. Were you born and bred?
No, so I speaking of strict school marms, I was born in the UK. I was born in Scotland.
Yeah, I can hear it now.
Yeah, that thick Scottish brogue.
Unmistakable.
Shrek over here.
Both my parents are English, born in Scotland, grew up in Virginia for the most part.
Wow.
So that's why you hear the kind of weird mix. Mm. It's British and then it's Southern and Scottish all at the same time. Yeah. And I love it so much.
You know, and I wish the internet as a whole agreed with you, but that's fine. And then I lived in Boston for a while. That's where Riley and I met. We went to college together in Boston. Oh, nice. And then now I moved to our fair city of Chicago. I guess if I had to put it in time, I would say a couple months after you guys recorded Riley's episode of Radio. Just using that timestamp that we all keep close to our hearts. It was like October 2020. So.
And then you say that you went to a little college in Boston. We can all assume that that's Harvard,
MIT.
Right? I mean, we all know.
You can assume that if you like.
Is it BU? Am I remembering?
It's BU.
Go Terriers.
It is Go Terriers, mm-hmm. Boston University.
I remembered. Pretty cool. Well, I am from Boston.
Like I said,
so
we hold... July 20th.
January 6th. No, hearts. Keep going.
Say it, Riley. Say it. You were there.
We all were there.
I do want to give a shout out to the little college in Boston, MIT, Miniature Institute of Technology. Mm-hmm. If you're a Lilliputian college kid and you're looking for a place to call home, I do want to carve out maybe just 10 seconds because our beloved Aaron Keefe is from Boston. Aaron, why don't you just toss out Boston institutions and we'll see if they go, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Let's see. Boston University.
Oh, I know
this
that one.
This backwards. Stop. Bad. Stop. I hate it.
I know that one.
Fenway Park.
Okay.
Of course.
Never went.
I hate this.
Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
She loves it.
Gorgina. Mm-hmm.
The Aquarium. I know her.
The Aquarium, Aaron.
And I'm done. I've
just
never been to
one.
Boston. I've never been.
That works for any major city.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the aquarium. Mm-hmm.
The big building, the other smaller buildings.
Yes, mm-hmm. I love those.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start off. This is mostly for Alfred because, Alfred, I feel for you, buddy. It sounds like you do not want to be on this podcast. Based on
your
history.
No, I mean, we hate riddles and puzzles, too. We hate
what if
so
I'm
much.
Really good at it now? What if, like, my time away?
What if, huh?
You throw one out and I just get it right away.
Well, honestly, cool.
for those of you who don't remember, and obviously we all remember, so it's not even worth me repeating, but it's like, I love riddles. I love puzzles. I love an escape room. Yes. I love an escape room. It's like, that is my shit. I love an escape room. I love a riddle. I'm not as good as riddles as I am escape rooms, but I guess, like, that's why Alf and I, you know, we make a good team because I'm good at all the stuff he's bad at.
Right.
And I guess that's the only way it goes.
And I'm bad at all the stuff you're good at. It's a really great. Yes. That's exactly what we have going on.
This is like the woman who cuts her hair and sells it, and the guy who sells his watch.
Gift
Sweeney
of the Magi.
Tom.
Harry Met Sally.
No, Sweeney Tom. The silver lining here is, Alfred, even if you have a terrible time on today's podcast, it sounds like it will be better than your childhood experience. So it's
better
all,
than
it
my childhood.
It's all
not hard
for you. Yeah,
yeah. Hard. I think that this could be a real opportunity for me to fall back in love with learning. I mean, maybe I go and I get some sort of master's degree after this. Could be really cool for me.
Sure.
We're about to change a life, y'all.
What a testimonial for the show. Like, as people, like, review, being like, this was so much fun. Laughed a lot. Alf's like, it made me fall back in love with learning. I'm now in grad school and I've never felt more certain of anything in my entire life.
Honestly, our primary listening demographic is people stressed out at grad school. So we have that. Mm-hmm. You are on the right podcast.
Well, let's start off. These are, I don't want to call these easy. These are just shorter kind of warm-up
riddles.
Please
don't call them easy.
This one's take it back, Adels. Take it back.
But these are called hink pinks. And a hink pink is going to be a very short riddle or very short question.
Buy us dinner first before we get to the hink pinks.
One in the hink and two in the pinks. These are a very short question or riddle, and it's going to lead to a two-word answer, and the two words in the answer will rhyme. Does that make sense?
Ooh,
so, for example, if I said a musical vegetable cob, that might be a...
Cornhorn.
That is right. Wow, Alfred.
Wow.
That would be
I just emailed you over some grad school applications.
Your eyes are bleeding.
MIT, here we come.
This could be a grad school application, honestly.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at some of the other ones here. And these are all just so I don't get any emails pointing it out. These are Thanksgiving themed, and yes, we missed the boat. I get it. But
hey, it always comes back around. Yeah,
but we,
you know,
but we're running out of riddles, everyone. So here's
and also we're recording this right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so
right before.
Yeah,
it's your fault for listening to it when we put it out.
what would you call? What would you call a smoke dried gobbler snack? A smoke dried gobbler snack.
A
turkey jerky, dry thigh.
I think I heard it.
Oh, turkey jerky. That was probably
That's
it.
That's my favorite insult to throw around to people.
You're not telling me. You're telling me it wasn't dry thigh. I'm sorry. Well, that feels wrong.
To be fair, I do have psoriasis, or as I call it, dry thigh. I do want to see. I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you did get it right. Just to heap praise on Aaron, bingo, bingo, hot to tot, was turkey jerky.
Thank you.
I do want to see a quick scene. Aaron and Riley, you are two turkeys who are just absolute jerks. And JPC, you are two pretty like very kind.
I'm two things.
Sorry, JPC and Alfred, you are two.
Okay, guys.
I was like, as an effort to not cast me in a scene, you give him two parts.
You are each playing two characters. Character number one.
High school all over again.
So Aaron
Unfortunately,
Riley...
the auditions were great, but we're going to have to cast one person in all four parts
I'm
because
so sorry.
Most people didn't bring it.
I need to see the scene, but Alfred, I assume that you did theater in high school?
You'd be assuming correctly.
And what role should you have gotten or did you want so bad that you were supposed to get?
I mean, I guess my whole identity could be boiled down to the fact that I always wanted to play like a romantic lead, an ingenue,
Tevye.
Tevye, if you will. And I did get to play Bottom in Midsummer Night's Dream, not a romantic lead. And then finally, my senior year, the theater teacher was like, you know what? Let's give this guy a whim.
We've got nothing to lose.
Let's let him play a romantic lead part. And the show they did choose was ultimately Cyrano de Bergerac, the romantic lead is like sort of hideous to look at and nobody wants anything to do with him. And the kind of whole conceit of the show is, what if this fugly asshole was really grumpy and in love the whole time? So I did get to experience love. But it is ultimately a tragic story.
Wow.
Also, huge.
Yeah, I would be a Gotham villain if that happened to me.
Alfred, you are in good company. I was also a high school bottom.
No.
Cut that.
That's like
cut
the
that out
best
of the episode.
Role, though. So
bottom is the best role. Yeah.
That's the best role. All right, we're doing
a
scene. We're turkey jerks.
Hold on.
Turkey jerkies.
Aaron, dead stop. We're recasting the scene. We're doing
also been Lysander a couple of times.
Okay.
Not to make it about that. But
so brand new scene. I apologize to those who I cast. I'm pinning up a brand new cast list on the cork board. JPC and Riley, I'm so sorry. You won't see your names on it. Aaron, you are a jerk of a turkey. Alfred, you are the most handsome lead character you've ever seen. You're attracted to this turkey jerk. This is high school, and you're the quarterback. You're the lead hockey scorer. you kick the ball the best in soccer. So you are the ingenue, Alfred, and you're meeting this turkey jerk.
Hey, step out of the way. I gotta get to my... Oh.
Oh, didn't see you down there. I'm really tall for a turkey.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. I'm sorry. This is my locker. It sort of sucks that you're also a turkey and your voice is normal.
I had a lot of surgeries to get here. All the money I make from being a three-sport athlete.
Yeah, makes sense. Sorry to yell at you. I just feel really guarded in this place. I feel like no one really understands me, so I'm sort of on the offense, not really open-hearted here. Anyways.
Hey, I know a thing or two about offense. Three-sport athlete. Where does that come from, do you think, in yourself? Where's
How much time do you have? Gobble, 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 gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. We got about 5 minutes, I think, till the next period, so shoot.
About,
you don't want
to... Yeah.
Dump some trauma on me. I'm all game for it. If you want to explain.
Excuse me. You too. The bell has already rung, and so I'm going to have to write you both a detention.
Shut up, Miss Chicken. I hate you.
I don't care. You two are going to have to report to detention. It is at Olive Garden. Here is a $40 gift card for the two of you to split. You can only use the gift card on Valentine's Day. So,
bummer.
You smash cut to Olive Garden.
Welcome to Olive Garden. I hope everyone's getting their giblets kissed. What can I do for you two young lovebirds?
Ma'am,
are you okay? I'm sorry. I love Valentine's Day.
Hey, Grandma, come back to the table. We're all sitting over here. I'm sorry. When you hear your family, our family is...
Though that's our family, and this is our family, too. I don't even know their names yet.
Okay, I'm sorry, Grandma. You can introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Louise, and you two are in love, and what are your names?
Oh no, is this even a date?
This is just attention. It's not, I know it looks like a date, but we're just in trouble.
Yeah, not a date.
Detention, that's kind of sexy. It's kind of like, oh, we've been bad, so this is going to get good. I'll go back to the table.
No,
I'm
Grandma,
sorry.
Honestly, you're helping. I'll just tell the family that you're going to stay here for a few minutes.
Oh, you're so kind. I bet they won't mind. Will you, kids?
No, not at all. I'm glad you're here. I was just about to ask him a question. Excuse me, am I being pranked? You never noticed me before yesterday, and I feel like you're going to dump pig's blood on me or something.
Honestly, I thought I was being pranked. Me, a three-sport athlete? Getting put in detention with the cutest goth turkey in school.
Yeah. Just that a bucket of pig's blood dumps all over Grandma's head and she gets covered in pig's blood. That's right, it's me, Ashton Kutcher. Grandma, you've been pranked.
Not again! You do this once a month! I'm sick of it!
And Alfred's turkey turns his head and we see he has like a 6-foot beak.
Scene.
ABC, we said we'd fire you if you played Ashton Kutcher in one more scene, so I hope you're happy.
I was playing Ashton Kutcher, which is different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then you're
That's
good.
Different.
The Russian
it's
philosopher.
Different enough.
Let's get back into more Hink Pinks. What do we think that we would call a skinny supper?
Thinned in.
Yes, thinned in or thinner dinner, depending on how far you want to go. Outstanding. Alfred... You are crushing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm experiencing a high unlike anything I've ever felt before.
Alfred,
for
people at home, Alfred is levitating above his seat. He is vibrating.
I've never seen him happier.
It's like a cartoon character that just smelled a pie cooling on a window.
Yeah,
for sure.
I've been training with Chris Angel for years.
Finally paying off.
That explains your busy shirt. What would we call a squash magician? A squash magician.
Tragic magic. No, that's
Aaron,
not
that's pretty good, but we're looking for a specific magician.
A strangled
Chris Angel.
Hold on. Wizards aren't magicians.
I beg to differ.
Well,
Frodo Baggins, pick a card, any card. Gandalf, this sucks. Think of a very specific magician. And think from there, work backwards to a squash.
And what's the riddle again?
A squash magician. But again, think of a proper noun magician.
A squash
specific
magician.
Proper noun magician.
That's going to be Pumpkin Houdini. And everyone knows that rhymes and that is good.
And we all know that
I agree.
The doctors, her pumpkins were something.
The doctors.
So you got half of that right, Riley.
Pumpkin?
Houdini zucchini.
Oh, there you go, Alfred.
Houdini
zucchini.
I'm so smart.
Wow.
Alfred, we do have a certificate we're mailing to you right now that just validates you from all your years of schooling.
So
Adel, I'd like to see
smart.
A scene.
Yes.
You are Houdini zucchini. And Riley and JPC, you're going to be audience members who are trying to sort of poke holes in his performance.
Got
Love
it.
That.
Thank you all for coming here tonight. This old bag of bones, I am Zucchini Houdini, the greatest gourd magician in all of history. Now watch as I put the zucchini down my throat. And now, it comes out of my eye. Ta-da.
Mirror behind the hand.
Huh?
Yeah.
He's got a mirror behind the hand.
And the zucchini, it folds up. It's like it's when he puts it into his hand, it flattens.
I'm on Amazon right now, and you can order a foldable zucchini for $4. Mm-hmm. So you got the, it's, and I'm looking at it, it's the same one, so it's a $4 foldable.
Showing everyone in the back, we're in the front row.
Everyone look.
Here's the link.
Oh!
Look at the link. I'm airdropping this to everyone in the theater.
You keep pooching my tricks. Come on, you two, please.
Keep going. No, we want to see more.
No, you're good.
Okay, now.
This is our first date night since we've had the baby, and we just want a good time.
Okay, now I'm going to, that trick was supposed to eat up 20 minutes just from applause, but since you called me out, I have to, okay, I'm going to get into this milk tank. Now, the milk tank will be filled with spaghetti squash, but I, handcuffed with my arms behind my back, will now close the lid and then...
Trick cuffs, all the spaghetti squash are hollow. These are hollow spaghetti squash. Yep. They're actually spaghetti squash dog toys. I'm airdropping everyone the link on Amazon.
Yeah, get the link. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fuck. Yes. Okay, pivot. Okay, Houdini, pivot. You, sir, why don't you come up on... Yes, the guy who keeps fucking me over. Come up on stage.
Oh, that's great. Good job, honey. Go get him.
Okay, thank you. It's just so good to be out of the house since we had the baby.
Yes.
I want you to punch me in the stomach as hard as you can.
Mirror. Huh? Mirror.
Punch me in the stomach as hard as you can.
When you're up here, you can see so much more.
There's a trap door down here. I can see it. I bet that's
how
for
are
finale.
You getting
She's right. That's a trap door.
Fucking shit.
What'd you say? You said you said punch you in the throat?
Yeah.
Everyone cheers. Yeah.
Thank you. I've been working on a lot more since the baby because I'm just at home so much that I feel like I have the time.
Curtain falls down. New character. Attention, everyone. We regret to inform you that Zucchini Houdini has died. He was not prepared to be punched in the throat. He did not flex hard enough in the neck to... Be
Bravo!
No.
Sorry,
I hate
to be this guy. I hate to be this guy, but I saw the EMT. The EMT that took him away was the other magician. So I do think that they're gonna do
it. Yep, a plant.
I see him in the
it
back.
It was a plant.
He's sitting next to you, ma'am. Ma'am, the woman I airdropped. He's sitting next to you. Can you confirm?
He's right there with a terrible fake beard.
This is my closer. Come on, fuck.
I get paid in drink tickets, man. I don't know why you think I have the energy to do all this.
Hey, lady, who left her kid at home? You, who just had a kid? Mm-hmm. You come up on stage. You do magic. Come on.
Oh, okay. well,
boo.
I've been practicing a lot at home. I haven't even done anything yet.
Exactly.
I've been practicing a lot at home. Sit. Come on, man. I do the thing with the thumb where it looks like just
I
like
love
the
this.
Hand
Everyone
trick
watch.
Where it looks
Everyone
like,
watch.
My thumb is in two.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Our baby goes crazy for this.
The whole crowd is like,
people who saw the train in the screen for the first time and they thought it was real.
Yeah. Okay, got another one for you here. Miss, you who is getting all the airdrop links. Think of a number between 1 and 10.
10.
Oh, I was going to say 10, too.
She always says 10. I can confirm she always says 10.
Oh.
I don't want to be impressed, but I am.
See. Perfect.
Perfect. Let's do just a couple more hink pinks here. Alfred, I think we found your wheelhouse.
Okay.
How about an apple juice jockey? An apple juice jockey.
Martinelli's Horsinelli.
Excuse me? Alfred,
wow,
buddy, you had it. You lost it. It's like flowers for Algernon.
Martinelli's Horsinelli. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, someone's telling on themselves that they're not familiar with Horsinelli at all.
The pasta?
Oh, no, Horsinelli the car.
Horsinelli's.
Horsinelli the pasta, of course.
Sorry, I'm in detention at Olive Garden. Can I get a side of Horsinelli? an apple juice jockey. And don't let apple juice throw you. Apple juice is, it's like apple juice, but it's a little bit darker.
Cider Rider.
Yes,
Cider Rider. We are twins and we are the same.
We're the best and we're the same. And we're so good.
I can listen I can listen to that for 10 more seconds.
Oh, and that's it?
10 whole more seconds.
Oh, so not a full album. Interesting.
An EP. Okay. An EP.
I had a moment of panic there, and I go, uh-oh, this is a better show.
Yeah. I was like,
we might have to stop this. We might have to shut this down.
Listeners are going to be clamoring for that. How about an autumn sweater? An autumn sweater.
This is going to be an autumn
fall shawl. Channeling something. So, fall shawl.
That's right. It's a fall shawl.
Damn it.
No.
Fuck you, Alfred.
I was supposed to be good at this.
You were. Alfred, you were.
You were.
Past tense.
You were very good at this.
The serum wore off.
Damn it. How about a, let's see here.
I need to get warmed up a bit. How about now you're going down.
Uh-oh. How about a plant part robber? A plant part robber.
Stamen
leaf
thief.
Leaf.
Fox.
Okay,
Stamen.
I do have to apologize, Riley. Leaf thief was incorrect. It is stamen thief. Sorry, some of these don't exactly work.
Oh, no, it's Stamen Matt Damon from Ocean's 11.
Of course.
Of
Be
course.
Honest, someone says plant part, first thing that comes into your mind is stamen.
Stamen.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a scene. I'd like to see JPC. You're pitching your new film, Stamen Damon, a heist movie about plants. And Alf, Aaron, and Adel, you are the suits at HBO.
I am the lead character from Suits, which is now on HBO. All the episodes are on HBO. Do you know my character's name? Are you a fan?
I want to say yes.
That's right. My name is Yes McIntyre.
Uh-huh.
Well, whenever you're ready, you can start your presentation. And again, we are just the cast of Suits, but
don't be
intimidated. We would love to run this up the ladder for you.
The older one, the younger one. Okay, I want to ask about Meghan Markle, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to go right into the pitch. We open on prison. Matt Damon's character, and the script is just Matt Damon for now.
Sure.
I think we also might just call him Matt, because I have actually heard from him that it's easier if his character's name is Matt, and then he gets less confused.
Can I just tell you right now, we're going to bring in Thomas Lennon to punch up this script, so whatever you say, we'll make it funny.
Good. Oh, awesome. Great, because it needs humor, because it's like a traditional heist. Damon is getting out of prison. Who's there to pick him up? A Monstera. And then you know,
sorry, did you mispronounce monster?
No, it's a Monstera. This is a big leafy plant. It's more of a weed, honestly. And the thing just grows like crazy. Now, Damon has to put together a group of plants to rob a greenhouse. Because what's green? Money. And on a fight night, they have over $400 million in the greenhouse.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm just the assistant here. I know I'm just taking notes.
Sorry, this is my assistant. This is Pat. This is my assistant.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it's like, you know, I've been with you for years as you've been developing the script, but the one thing that I haven't been clear on is, do the plants talk? Is there some kind of voiceover element, or is it like the Muppets where Damon is the only human in the story?
Sure.
Or
can I have one moment?
Yeah, answer
just
that
one
question.
Moment. Yeah. Hey, Pat, what the fuck? What are you doing? You know I told you on the way over here, the only thing I don't have is if the plants could talk.
Okay, but I'm just trying to help you out because, like, they seem really interested.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
I didn't expect you to be pitching to the cast of Suits. And, like, this is my favorite show. And
I'll figure it out.
I just really want it to look good for you.
I'll
okay,
figure
I'm
it out.
Sorry.
I'm on my feet. I'll figure it out. That's a great question, Pat. And we didn't rehearse this. But, yes, the plants can talk, but not in a language that Matt Damon can hear. No, he's the only one that can hear it.
Oh.
Matt Damon can talk to plants. It's like a Dr. Dolittle thing. No, his daughter can. Matt Damon's daughter, real daughter,
who's in
the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we're going to get her to tell her dad to stop using the F slur in front of plants.
Okay.
Because plants don't like that either. And then it's also like a journey for Matt Damon to like, I guess that is a wrong thing for me to say. And that's kind of like, that's the emotional
moment.
Hook of the
Teachable
movie.
Moment.
Yeah.
I like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We know he can act it. We know he can act it because he's been there. He's lived it. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Patrick J. Adams from Suits?
I think we gotta get Matt Bomer on the phone. I know it's white collar. It's not really his domain, but I think
it
Matt
is
would
the
have
same though. At the
would
end
just
of the
have
day.
Some stuff to say.
Yeah,
scene.
Suits and white collar are crafting the content.
Those are the same show. Up until
it's
when
the
I
same show.
Yeah. Tried to find an actor, I'm like, I could say Matt Bomer, and I was like, wait a minute, wait just a minute.
Wait
I
a
think
second.
That's a different show.
And JPC, you'll be pleased to know, I think I just saw an article that said Bosch is coming back.
I know. I'm so thrilled. I mean, they've been getting the runaround from Amazon. They went to like Amazon's freebie for a while, but ooh, Bosch is back in charge. Titus Welliver is right where he needs to be.
Best name in the biz.
We're gonna best go, name in the biz.
We're going to go to break in just a moment. But before we do, I do want to have, this is a special round. What makes it so special is that it's only for Alfred. Alfred, we're going to give you a win before we go to break. And if you don't get this, then boy, did this backfire. But I think you'll get it.
Oh, no.
This is one last Hink Pink just for Alfred. And
shutting my mouth.
Everyone else, let's just let Alfred get this. Okay. This is a mob fighting to lose weight. A mob fighting to lose weight.
Okay. Okay. Ganks.
And Alfred, walk us through your process if you can.
And this
mob.
Yes. No, hold on. Yeah. Mob fighting. That was in the question.
Mob makes me, I'm thinking gangster.
Okay. Mm.
Gangster. Prankster. The prank is he's thinner now.
Okay. You just wrote a Stephen King novella. I love that.
Is it, Adel, is this still a Thanksgiving one?
Well, I think because lose weight, I think because you eat so much on Thanksgiving, it's loosely tied. So it's not super tied to Thanksgiving just by the fact of eating. But again, it's a mob fighting to lose weight. A mob fighting to lose weight.
Biggest schmoozer, biggest loser.
Okay, Alfred buddy, slow it down.
Give him some space. Give him air.
Maybe it's not mob. Maybe it's mob, not like Sopranos, but like crowd.
Yes.
Crowd.
Ooh.
Yeah. Crowd.
Yes, a mob fighting to lose weight.
Fighting. What's a fight?
Just repeating what the thing is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mob fighting to lose weight.
Yes.
Crowd.
You know what will help you is think about it as, think about it, conceptualize it as a mob fighting to lose weight.
That's really good.
Okay, so I'm in my mind's eye, I have a mob and they are fighting to lose weight.
Great, you're right there.
Okay.
And it's not mafiosa, it's not the queen of fairies, I think you're correct in terms of it's several people fighting.
Okay.
Several people instigating.
And Adel, you looked at this one and said, this one's easy. Slam dunk, 100%.
I got it.
Alfred?
Riot diet.
Ding, 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 ding. Alfred.
Wow.
Boom. Alf, I was racking my brain. I was not there.
I actually
so
knew it the whole time. It was a bit that I didn't know it.
Well, we're going to go to break. Cool. Alfred ends out the round with a huge win. We're going to go to break.
Huge
while we
win.
Do, while we're on break, let's go around the horn and we'll each give Alfred a big compliment because I feel bad that I put him on the spot. And we'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle. So tall.
You rule. Serves up. JBZ?
I loved the lighting.
Great. Have a great summer.
Right. I was okay with all of those except for one. Wish I'd gotten to know you better this year. Maybe next year.
JBZ Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Hi, Adel and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adel Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on. We're going to be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy where you had to drive to an office never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adel loves to dress like up like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck. in a cat costume, and they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adel is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears, and I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds, and it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, and they are so good and smooth, and the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No, no. Remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, JPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
Great, Alfred, we went around, we each complimented you. Is there anything you want to say to us for?
I want to say thank you to 3 of you.
Interesting.
You're welcome.
And a do better for one of you. And I think you know who you are.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My wife asking me how the recording went, and I'm like, Alfred thanked me 3 times. It was wild. I didn't misunderstand.
It's really nice.
Yeah, super nice.
It's like I never knew that you could do a podcast with people who were like nice to you. It's kind of weird experience for me.
I don't think that's true. Say. I think they have to bully you, right, guys?
I don't know, you told me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Read the email, Aaron. Let's move on to what we would call normal riddles.
Is that right? Sure,
so these are no longer kink pinks. The answers do not have to rhyme. In fact, I'm going to say they absolutely will not rhyme.
We'll see if we can
solve them. So here's
not if I have anything to say about it.
Bonus points if you can rhyme it. So here's our first normal riddle. A woman heard a bell ring and knew that she had lost a lot of money, but she
Good
was still okay. Yes, let's applaud women getting money. Get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Get it. A woman heard a bell ring and knew that she had lost a lot of money, but she was still delighted. Why? And I do have a few hints if you need them, which you absolutely will.
I do not need this. I have it immediately.
Okay, JPC?
The bell was a husband alive bell, and her husband had died. Now, she hated her husband, but she did not have a pre... Or she had a prenup that meant she was not going to get his money when he died. So she basically lost all that money, but she's happy the bastard is dead. And you can buy a husband alive bell, and you can purchase one at many fine retailers across this great nation.
Here's... stop pushing your products on the show. We're going to get sued again and again and again.
Here's what sucks. JPC basically got it.
Yeah!
No. Wait, what? I was going to say the bell. What is it? The fucking stock exchange. Don't they ring a bell?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Could it be that? It's not.
She shorted the market.
Yeah. Like, was it a husband alive bell?
Now, interesting, Riley. Now, say that you were going to purchase a husband alive bell. How much money would you pay? Because it's less than you think, but more than you think.
None swatting your hand. No, stop it.
Was it like a church bell for her husband's funeral?
JPC, buddy, you basically got it. It wasn't a husband alive bell. It was a brother alive bell.
Yes.
And let me explain. Let me explain.
Well, and in many ways.
Well, hold on. Here's the full answer as written. In medieval times, people were worried about the risk of being buried alive. Quote unquote, it happened. That seemed like a throwaway.
Just went to medieval times. So we were constantly worried about that.
So people were buried with a cord attached to their wrists. It was connected to a bell.
It's like the nun.
Is that a movie?
The horror film, The Nun?
We watched The Nun recently, and they had these bells at the grave. Sorry. That is just insane that bad movie we watched has something to do with
it. We should have gotten that, because it's from The Nun.
The only thing I personally know is that that's where we get the term Saved by the Bell, and that's where we get the...
Oh!
Is that somebody who we thought was dead, they ring the bell by moving their finger, and then they get dug up. So we get the term Saved by the Bell from that old device.
We also get Family Ties.
We also get Family Ties.
Ties the string.
Because Michael J. Fox. Uh-huh. And then the term Dead Ringer is also someone who looks like a dead relative. It's like, oh, that looks like a dead ringer for my aunt, but we know she's dead. So it's like the dead has rung the bell and come back to life because the person looks like them.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but it's also where we get the term husband alive bell.
Aaron, can we hear the commercial jingle for husband alive bell?
How does the fucking bell sound? No,
honestly,
I don't know.
Aaron, I just did Empire Carpets in my head. Yeah, and I was like, that's pretty good.
Ding dong.
How does
bad news.
Sound?
Your
I did the Crossfire
so
song. Okay, so let me finish the answer here. So, blah, 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 blah. It was connected to a bell in a cemetery. This woman from the riddle had inherited the family fortune when her elder brother died. When she heard the bell ring, she knew that he was still alive. So she lost her fortune because he was still alive, but she was delighted because her brother was not dead. So it seems like they had a good relationship.
Her brother.
I do want to see a scene. Riley, you are... Riley and JPC, you two are brother and sister. JPC, it was thought you were dead. You did ring your little finger bell, your brother alive bell. You have been dug up. You and Riley share a house together. This is the next morning after you've been dug up and you've been found alive, where Riley is no longer inheriting the family wealth. So this breakfast is a little strained.
Got it.
Where to begin?
By the way, I'm not even mad about the worms in my mouth. I thought it was very funny.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was meant to be a joke. I was going to ask, how are you feeling, I guess?
I'm feeling good. I mean, honestly, I feel like I have a new lease on life, pun intended. I have a question.
Sure.
This is just a thing that I've been kicking around for the last, 24 hours.
You have enough leg room in a coffin to be kicking? Oh, I'm glad you still have a sense of humor.
Yeah, it's funny. So you told the coroner that I was definitely dead, right? Because I saw your signature on the paper. That was your signature that said I was dead, legally dead.
Whoa. No, stop. That's like, we're getting into some weird territory.
Because I had told you I've been having trouble sleeping and I'm going to take an Ambien. I told you that yesterday, right?
Or
was this a
say,
dream I had?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't say, oh, he's dead for sure. I didn't say that. I swear to God on my life, I swear I didn't say that.
Okay.
He handed me a piece of paper,
sure.
And I wrote something down.
Yeah,
but
I've got
never,
it right here.
Like, said anything.
I've got
yeah.
it right here.
So I guess it's like, don't accuse me of things I didn't do. I'm happy you're here.
Because it's your signature.
But like,
and then it's block text underneath it. It says dead and then four and then sure.
I didn't say
you
that.
Didn't say it.
I wrote my name.
You wrote your name and then you wrote, and then you wrote, and then you wrote that. Or he wrote
and
that?
Again, there's a difference between saying and writing. So
I
yes,
know.
Did I sign my name and said, my brother is dead. D-E-A-D, dead. Do I have to spell it out for you, dead?
Well,
he's gone. Yes, I wrote that.
I mean, D-E-D, it feels like you
I
thought.
Said, I said dead like, he said, I said, he's dead and I'm dead. D-E-D,
hey,
L-O-L.
L-O-L.
And was that in bad taste? Yeah.
Hey, We're all trying to listen to the priest give the sermon. Church is a little loud today. Do you two mind?
Actually, I was in a coffin, Robin. I was in a coffin all night, Robin, so I do mind.
Sorry, my little girl's getting baptized. Sarah?
Your muffins taste like absolute dog shit.
Sorry,
and no one wants to say it.
He was dead yesterday, so I thought, and I inherited the better part of $2 million, which he didn't even tell me he had. So you can understand why I'm a little upset today.
I heard from the coroner that you said he was definitely dead. So dead. Don't even bother checking he's so dead.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
I wrote
Beth.
It down.
Thank
I
you,
didn't
Mary Beth.
Say it. There is
Thank
a
you.
Difference. Oh my
hold
God.
On, hold
what
on,
do you want
hold
from
on.
I literally don't know what you even want me to do.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry. Hold on.
Robin,
dog shit? Yeah, Robin.
Are you kidding me? Are you seriously making this about you right now? Like, now I'm taking his head. Are you seriously making
Pause
this about
the baptism?
You?
Father O'Leary. Am I wrong about Robin's muffins?
No, not
it.
At all. Oh.
Yes, yes,
yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Not Robin's father. Not Robin's father. He's going to be biased. I'm asking the priest.
Right. I always forget there's two Father O'Learys in the church on Sundays. Anyway, you reek of dog shite. Is that what the question was?
Come on.
No, do her muffins taste like dog shit?
But it's right.
Amen.
So we all heard.
This coming from the priest whose wife's cow started a fire.
Hey, that cow was innocent, okay? Chicago needed to burn. Blood of the Spirit, water of Christ, let's get this baby on the road.
Water of Christ?
Blood of the Spirit, water of Christ.
That sounds like from the people who brought you dead husband alerts.
Yeah.
What okay. is it, husband
if
alive
you
bell?
Love dead husband, yeah. If you love husband alive bell.
It'll come as a shock to no one that I was about as good at paying attention in church as I was at paying attention in school. So
oh, yeah.
that's
is
why
so boring.
I don't know
I don't
what
think
they
anyone's
say.
Anyone's good at paying attention in church.
Well, I mean, blood of the Father, water of Christ, nothing tells me that you had two English parents than that, because that's obviously, that's Church of England. We all
that's
know this.
That's the Anglican. Yeah,
uh-huh.
of course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it was good. Let's get into another riddle here. I run, it runs. I stop, it still runs. What am
Forrest
I?
Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Dear God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here.
I run, it runs. I stop, it still runs.
I still think the funniest line from any movie of all time is when Forrest Gump goes, now you may not believe it to hear it, but I can run like the wind blows. That cadence, that delivery is just the funniest fucking thing. I run, it runs. I stop, it still runs. What am I?
This is a person running from a car that is chasing them.
Okay.
Then they stop, get hit by the car, car keep going.
We keep rewriting Stephen King novellas.
Could it be Fred Flintstone car?
Yes.
He runs,
okay.
then it runs.
It runs.
But he stops running, but the car still goes.
He just lifts his
goes.
Legs up.
Exactly.
And so he just kind of like crisscross applesauce.
Fred
and
Flintstone
then he goes, wee!
So wait,
yeah.
in Flintstone's world, in the Bedrock universe, the Bedrockiverse, yeah. are mm-hmm. gas stations just like foot massage parlors?
Ooh, yes.
I'm asking the hard questions.
They shave the calluses
How high are you? Go lay down.
You go to those places where it's like the little fish that eat the dead skin
yes.
off your feet.
Oh, yes, yeah. yes, 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 yes.
Have you ever been to one of those places?
No.
But I want to try it. I'm
Me
really
too.
Curious.
Is it ethical? Like, is it maybe bad?
That's but, you know what? That's a very good question.
I have gone to one of those places before, and they do have a sign that's hanging up that says, the fish have a right to refuse any customer. So if the fish decide that your feet are too nasty, they say, no, thank you.
My wife did that, I think, in Thailand, and she said, it feels awful.
Oh.
She said it's the worst sensation in the world.
Have any of you ever done...
She said, it's bad.
It's very bad. It's the worst sensation.
Baby feet? Do you guys know baby feet?
Sorry?
Oh, the peel? The yes.
The drug?
Yeah.
Oh.
The drug.
You said, have you done baby feet? I thought that was like a common name for a mushroom.
It's like a club drug.
Strain of weed. Oh, baby feet?
Tell me you're over 30 without telling me you're over 30. You've never done baby feet before? No, it's like, I don't know. My wife has done it a few times, but it's like a... It's like a, you put your foot in like a big sock thing that's full of like
I
weird
have
gel,
seen this.
And then 10 days later, your whole foot falls off.
basically, you take it off, and then like a week later, your whole foot is supposed to like peel. Like you're supposed to like peel your foot.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah. You've done it?
Yes, but the bad part is they explicitly tell you on the package. They say they're like in 5 to 10 days, your foot will start to peel the bottom of your foot, and they say do not pick at it. Well, here's the thing. When your foot starts to peel, you gotta pick at it.
I'm taking off my headphones.
It's the only thing you
want.
That's the only thing you want. Because
otherwise, there's strips of skin dangling down. They're like, they're loose and they fold under in your sock, and you feel it. Feels like you're stepping on a mush pea. So you gotta peel it off.
Here's one of my most irritating character traits.
Good, Aaron.
Is that during the pandemic, I got really into barefoot running. Sort of a real sign of mental wellness. I think
we all hit our rock bottom. Continue.
I was running around the streets of Boston, Massachusetts in bare feet when like the sanitation workers weren't working because of COVID. So it was really clean and nice. But anyway, so part of me is like, no, don't do the magic baby foot sock because you need those calluses. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to have calluses because that's what protects your feet. Mm. So it's like, I want the opposite. I want a magic sock I can put my foot in and I come out and it's just like super thick leathery callus.
Workman's
all over.
Foot. Oh. That's what I do. Mm. That's what I do with earwax because a lot of people clean their ears.
Goodbye again.
No. Earwax. God put earwax there for a reason to catch bugs crawling into
your
ears.
But it feels so good to get the Q-tip in there. And I know that's the one thing on the box that says don't put that shit in your ears. But that's the exclusive use I have for it.
They say it's for butts, teeth, and brains. That's the only thing you should be using
BTB,
a Q-tip for.
Butt, teeth, brains. BTB, butt, teeth, brains. Aaron. Welcome back.
You should all try taking off your headphones. It's so peaceful on the other side. I just was listening to Enya and there was a nice breeze on my face.
Oh, wow.
Can't recommend it enough.
I run, it runs. I stop, it still runs.
We can't
Time,
still be.
A river. Water.
Ooh.
An echo.
Go
an
back echo. To the first one.
Your mom.
Time.
A clock. Was it a clock?
Time,
but, JPC said clock. We're getting
pacemaker.
Very, very close. Well, okay, we're getting further away.
Duncan. Is it America Runs on Duncan?
It is Macbeth's Duncan. I mean, I'll give it to you with clock.
A banquo fit for a king.
I'll give it to you with clock.
Is it the disease AFib? The heart disease AFib.
All fops are bad?
Yeah, I think Riley's right. That's my answer, too.
JPC, it is, here it says a watch, but basically a clock. So it's talking about time. I run the watch. It runs time. I stop the watch. It still runs time. So time still moves.
Oh, God. I stopped.
I kind of got
so
it.
Dark.
I got it. I sort of got
stop.
It. I think it might have been me who got it.
I liked a river.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Okay.
The I stop is in like I
Alfred,
die.
Don't say
I
that
stop.
Shit around here. You're going to get yourself killed. Yeah. Be careful.
Alfred, you want to step outside?
You said it
like
four times.
Take him
and
out.
I'm still like... It runs. It's like it's taking you back to Spanish where it would be like, learn the verb tenses.
Yeah, you're supposed to conjugate this sentence.
Yeah, it's not a riddle.
Yeah.
Conjugal visit. That's fine.
Thank you, Adel.
Yes.
Very thank you.
That's where I'm
very going. Much thank you.
Now you're talking about something I understand now that we're not in school anymore.
Okay, here's a riddle I think we'll all like.
Okay.
I have two legs like a cowboy, two eyes like a cowboy, two hands like a cowboy. Look just like a cowboy, but I am not a cowboy. What am I?
Cowgirl.
Oh.
Wow.
And don't you feel bad.
I'm a woman.
Girl.
That's not the right.
Cow woman.
I'm a cow woman.
No, if it was cow woman, it would be cow man. It's cowboy, so it's cowgirl.
I'm cow lady. The okay. Two curtsy. Genders, curtsy. Cow man and cow woman.
I am a non-binary cow person.
Okay.
Someone is playing a cowboy on TV.
Yes, we see a photograph Alfred. Of a cowboy.
Oh, Aaron.
Is it Ronald frickin' Reagan?
Aaron, we're going to... Aaron.
Is it the Gipper?
Do it for the Gipper. Jelly beans.
Aaron, I am not a crook.
Aaron, we're going to give it to you. That's not the Gipper. That's the Gipper was Ronald Reagan.
You're going to give it to me?
Gipper, Aaron, we're going to give it to you. You said picture of a cowboy. And you said a photo of a cowboy, and it is a picture of a cowboy, which is the same thing. Oh. Photos are pictures.
I feel like Alfred kind of got it, though. Same thing. Moving pictures. The
it's a drawing
cinema.
Of a cowboy. I do want to see... I got to see a scene. Alfred and Aaron, you are two cow... How do we say this? Alfred, you're a cowboy.
People.
Aaron, you're a cow lady or a cow woman.
Got it.
However, whatever you prefer. Mm-hmm. And the two of you are trying to sort of draw each other, kind of like the Titanic scene, but you're drawing each other.
Right. Now I'm going to need you to sit still, please.
Sorry, I'm trying to draw you. Could you maneuver your stirrups slightly?
Yeah, can you get your horse to stand still first? You keep wandering around doing 3-point turns around the tavern. You can't. Excuse me.
Well, she's spooked. She's spooked. Lucille is spooked because you won't put that damn lasso down.
Yeah, well, my daddy told me to never date someone who has the same career as me, and now I'm starting to think that he was right. Can two cow people really make it?
Excuse me, this is my tavern. If you two aren't going to get a drink, can you get your horses out of the tavern, out from the inside? And if you two aren't going to get a drink, then what are you doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
I was starting
to wonder the same thing.
No. If you have this conversation over a drink, pay me a couple pieces of copper or you're going outside.
When was the last time you bought me a drink?
Oh my God.
And that's what I'm saying. Why is it always gotta be the cowboy that buys the drink? You know what I mean?
I don't give a shit who's buying the drink. I need someone to give me some money for some ale right now.
Excuse me. Ma'am, you're the matchmaker what runs this bar, right?
I am.
I'm having a horrible torrid love affair with another employee over at the post office, and we just can't get... If you could just go in there and buy some stamps, I think that you would really set us straight. Everyone talks about how you're such a good matchmaker.
If I go in there and buy stamps, that'll help you get a date?
We're always fighting. We can't get along, and I see the love that you got blooming right here. Please, matchmaker bar.
Well, no. People call me a matchmaker because they come in here, get drunk, and hook up, and they think, oh, it's Sandy's doing. But no, it's not Sandy's doing. I want these two to get out of my bar.
We wouldn't be together if it weren't for you. While you were talking to that other patron,
we worked
it out.
Is that what's happening?
You asked all the right questions, and the two of us worked it out. We're going to give it another try. Best matchmaker in town.
Stronger
than
ever.
Please help me. Please come to the post office. You're the only thing that can help a poor soul like me.
If I go to the... What gets you out of this tavern fastest? Am I agreeing to go to the post office?
Follow me.
Welcome to the post office. Just a heads up. Okay, your letter will arrive in 400 to 500 weeks.
Hi. I'm at the tavern across the way, and I was told to just buy some... I guessed stamps to help this man get a date.
Oh, you want to buy the new I guess stamps. Okay. First one is the face of a famous person. Now, if you guess it, you can buy it.
I don't care what it is. I just want to get back to work. So here, I'll give you some money, and whatever that gets me, I'll take it.
Okay, let me count up these coins. Of course, we have a more complicated currency back in these days. Okay, this is a 3 pence, and that is...
Yep.
We come back to the bar. Man, you fucking suck at this. What the hell? Everybody always talks you up. How'd it work for you two? How'd it work for you two lovebirds?
Well, when you know, you know, you know.
Yeah, you know. And when your horses fall in love, that helps you know when you know, and then you know for sure after you know that.
That's unhelpful to say to a person.
I'm just saying, at first we stayed together for the horses, and then it was through our mutual love for the horses that we found the love for each other. You don't have any sort of Pony Express type livestock lying
around?
No,
we do. We have a pony at the... Please, will the two of you come to the post office? I got this coworker that I absolutely adore, and I can't find an opening.
No, scene.
Please. No, Seed.
Call and
please
Seed
come
get
to
out
the
of
post
it.
Office. They can't call Seed.
Never done that before. Didn't want to do something inside a scene. So
as a character, no scene.
As Alvin, my favorite bit to do lately is just like quote unquote bad improv. It's like, well, we're at the playground and I'm a bully. Well, no, actually, we're not. We're on the moon and we're best friends. Oh, no, we're not. We're actually at a concert and I'm the president.
And when Riley says that's a bit that we like to do lately, that's just what episodes of Review sound like. Yeah. And so
same,
the way that we're.
Same girl, same.
Two peas in a pod. If you'll like Hey Riddle Riddle,
do
like that.
It's bad improv.
Aaron,
this
I think
might
you
be why
us...
we get a lot of messages asking us to go on review. it could potentially be a kindred spirit thing.
Okay, we're
best not to look into any of that.
Okay, we're gonna do one...
probably nothing.
All right, we're gonna do one more riddle and then we're out of here. Here's the very last riddle, and this is only for Alfred, unless somebody else knows it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll be so fast, you won't even get a chance to know it.
Nobody has ever in history walked this way.
Moon. On the moon.
Well, Alfred, here's the thing. Alfred.
Oh, he's
Alfred,
a conspiracy
buddy.
Theory.
Alfred, my friend.
Okay.
You are very close.
On Mars.
Okay, you're still close. Nobody has ever in the history walked this way. And of course,
space walked.
You're getting hotter.
Walked while drunk, drink walking.
No, a lot of people have done that.
They never walked backwards on the moon. They never walked sideways on the moon.
Did you say the moon?
Huh? They never walked on
JPC,
a cow?
A cow.
Milk. They never milk walked.
Hold on. Alfred, buddy.
This is
an absolute milk
walk. I got the answer to this riddle. It's a fucking milk walk.
This is like
milk
the SAT
walk,
all over
bitch.
Again, man. The okay. The pressure is
let's all
just
take it,
mounting.
Let's all take a deep breath. Now, Alfred, of course, we all know milk walk is nothing. That's never been a thing.
That was what Michael Jackson used to do.
Yeah, the milk walk.
He used to do a milk walk.
He'd dump milk on the floor and then walk backwards over it, and people
there's
would
nothing right better. There's nothing better than grabbing a lawn chair outside of your house on the day after Halloween in Chicago and just watching people do the old milk walk.
No.
So
no.
Costume over the shoulder. We call it the walk of milk.
So a reverse so Aerosmith and Run DMC. Nobody has ever in the history of Earth walked this way. Not history of Earth, just in history in general. Now, Alfred, moon and Mars and space were blazingly hot. Now, if you were to think about the moon and Mars and space in general, and then introduce a cow and what a cow produces, marry those two ideas. So you said milk.
Heat and milk.
Think about space and milk. What does space have to do with milk? Is there a word or a term?
Oh, fuck. It's that Milky Way. The answer was, of course, Milky Way. And Casey, when we cut this together, we could take out all that time where I was shouting milk walk, right?
There is no Casey. Alfred, there is no Casey.
Yeah.
Casey's an illusion. It's a name we made up.
Milk walk.
Well, Alfred and Riley, anyway, thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Did you guys all really know that so fast?
I didn't know it at all.
I had no idea. And this has been an absolute milk walk of a podcast. We can't thank you enough for coming on. And people, if you liked the improv that you heard today or any of the past 3 years of Riddle Riddle, you're going to love Review Review. Do you guys have anything else that you would like to plug? Alfred, we can start with you.
No, you just follow me on Instagram. If I'm ever doing shows or anything, it'll be on there. That's at Alfred Innit. That's my name, INNIT.
Innit.
And I'll throw it to, exactly, and I'll throw it to Riley.
I mean, he said we have nothing to plug. You can absolutely listen to our show if you want to.
Well, they already plugged that.
Review, just to remind the people. R-E-V-I-E-W-R-E-V-U-E. If you want to get started with a familiar app, listen to the July 2020 episode with Hey Riddle Riddle on Review. You can follow me on Instagram at Riley Anspa and on Twitter at Riley Coyote. And also Jeffrey James and I are still doing sketches on HeadGum YouTube. Look up HeadGum on YouTube and we'll do sketches.
HeadGum.com/YouTube. We all know the word.
Yeah, HeadGum.com/YouTube. It's us and Mr. Amir Blumenfeld doing sketches and having a good time.
Hell yeah.
What about you, Adel? Anything that you would like to plug?
I would like to plug whatever Aaron is plugging. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
I would like to plug Hello from the Magic Tavern, Adel's podcast. Great podcast. Season 8 or something is coming to a close.
12.
12. Great.
That's insane.
That's
great.
So many 12.
So check it out. Love it. Big fan. GPC, can you read a review of our show?
I actually have to. A quick plug, Aaron. A plug. I don't usually do this, but I want to plug a wet bus show. This is a wet bus show happening in Chicago at the, what's the name of this theater? Oh, at Color Club on Thursday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. Now, Aaron, I have not talked to you about this. Are you going to be at that show?
Will not be there. Still okay, live in Los Angeles.
So it is the other half of the people that are on Aaron's improv team, Wet Bus. But I will actually be at that show. Me and my buddy Johnny O'Mara are doing some improv at that show as well.
Oh, fun.
So if you have always wanted to see Aaron's improv team, Wet Bus, but you are deathly afraid of seeing Aaron, this is the perfect opportunity because it's her team, but she will not be there.
The better half of the team is there. Except, yeah.
I can
except
say,
what? Except Harrison?
Ooh, burn.
Nice.
I will not be performing at that show, but I will be there. So,
oh.
Because Swim Test, one of the other groups performing at that show, I'm good friends with, and I will probably be at that show. So,
I also did not mention that Swim Test will be at that show, but Swim Test will be there as well, as will Alfred. So,
oh, sorry.
If you've ever wanted to see half of Review Review, me and Aaron's improv team without her there, that's the show for you.
And I failed
to mention, Thursday, March 2nd.
I should have mentioned Riley and I will be there performing as Milkwalk.
Yes. Yep. It's our new duo prom.
Sorry,
yep.
The name just every time makes me throw.
And also,
my head.
If you want to see Adel and I, sometimes Saturday nights, 8 p.m. IO Chicago, we do a show called World News. And I've been starting to do this. I'm in the Hey Riddle Riddle Discord, the Chicago channel. I'm posting if I'm going to be at the show that week. So
nice.
If people want to come and see the show and you're in Chicago, you can check that Discord. And that's where I post. And that's it for me. Aaron. We've all had fun today, but if you were going to take a little milk walk of your own, where do you think you'd go?
I think I'd go to Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Rifai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, villagers and wolves. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We take you to a little sleepy village where a game of werewolf is afoot. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.